street sweeping is underway right now in our local municipalities anyways. I like some of the new ideas that Camworth's put in this year. One of them being on some of the busier streets where there's not a lot of alternate parking. For example, right behind our house, Moraine Road. Instead of just making people move their cars for two full days, they did one side of the street on one day and the other side on the other day. So people were able to park on the alternate side of the road. It was, you know, still a little tight, but that's what street sweeping is all about. Minor inconvenience for one day, and then the gravel's off the road, right?
This is one of those rituals of spring. Mm-hmm. I remember growing up here, we used to have a block party every spring, and we would sweep our cul-de-sac.
Really?
Yeah, because the sweeper would do the main road in large.
Oh.
But not the little individual cul-de-sacs.
You had a street sweeping party.
We did.
Good old-fashioned Canmore street sweeping party. Exactly. Yeehaw!
Barbecued too.
Nice.
You know, there was barbecue.
A little dusty burgers though, I'd imagine.
But another thing, and this was a presentation at council this week. They sat down last year and really looked at their program and tried to find ways to improve it. One is like the alternate parking. Mm-hmm. Another one they found is that their brooms on the sweepers only last 200 hours. If they don't have spare parts in stock to immediately replace them, then the sweepers go out of commission and wait for new parts. So they've ordered more extra inventory of parts. That seems like such a simple thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've seen early success this year because of weather. And this is really exciting.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
You're going to be able to know next year where your street sweeper is on a live map online.
GPS style?
GPS, yes. The sweepers, the snow plows that Volker Steven runs for the town of Canmore, some other garbage trucks and equipment have all been outfitted with GPS, and there is an app online called Where's My Plow? I think it's run by Mr. Plow. That's my name.
Name that name again. It's a Mr. Plow. Okay.
Some retro Simpsons for
totally,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
This fall, when we start plowing, is going to be available. But the software makers have never had a municipality come to them and ask for street sweepers.
So I think that needs like a new creative name. I'm thinking maybe Stalk a Sweeper.
Stalk a Sweeper.
Is that too creepy? It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, I think they're going with Where's My Sweeper.
Oh, okay.
There's a map online, camor.ca. You can get the information there. And it's important to note that they only sign streets 5 days in advance. So if you're going away for a week or more, it might be worth your while to check that map and make sure that you're not left with a tow bill.